Good morning, I'm Mitchell Clam. Wyntjacabi Councillor Larry Whipper believes mental health services in the Wyntjacabi and the Wallandilly Shires need to be combined as a way of creating more localised services. Councillor Whipper raised the issue at a forum on Monday, which was attended by local state MPs Prue Gower, Jai Rao, Emergency Services and representatives from South West Local Health District. He says too many people often have to travel to the coastal Campbelltown to get help.
When people are facing a mental breakdown or they're having mental health issues, are being taken out of their local communities and being forced either to travel to Campbelltown for those services, those acute services, or be taken by police or ambulance to those facilities, it breaks connection with community.
Bridges for Learning have celebrated 30 years of early childhood intervention, teaching and therapy with a Party at Barrel Guide Hall. The centre offers services to more than 300 children across the Southern Highlands in the areas of speech pathology, physiotherapy and psychology. Bridges for Learning Centre Manager Kathleen Hornery says the day was a hit with visitors and young children. Local livestock agent Ben Highmarsh has taken part in a 35-kilometre hike in remembrance of 8-year-old Archie Jake Armit from Marulan, who passed away 12 months ago from mitochondrial disease. Funds raised have gone towards the Australian Mitochondrial Disease Foundation. Mr Highmarsh says there's been some fantastic local support.
The family again donated a steer that they'd prepared for sale. It was a magnificent steer, and he made just over $1,800, bought by Pat Cleary from Elders Cleary McDowell in Mossvale here. Another, so tremendous, as I said. The local support has been fantastic, and our sincere thanks go to Pat, his wife Leanne, and the ECMT.
Parents with children aged 6 months to 7 years are being encouraged to attend an upcoming free child restraint checking day in Mittagong. Transport New South Wales estimates 2 in 3 child car seats are incorrectly fitted, and Wyntjacabi Council's Road Safety Officer Melanie Laws says the event will be beneficial to parents.
And it's important that parents are aware that it is law for a child to be in a child restraint up to the age of 7, so it's just reinforcing that message. Parents can gain hints and tips about fitting the child restraints, and also they can gain further information about particular child restraint relating to a particular size of a child, particular brands, and they can find out further information at the restraint checking day as well.
And Wallandilly Council has set up a Good Neighbour Charter to deal with the ongoing challenges of the poultry industry. The charter has been given the tick of approval by the Department of Industries and the New South Wales Farmers Federation and will aim to mitigate the impact caused by farming operations. Council's General Manager Luke Johnson says the Shire is one of the most important producers of turkeys and chickens in Australia. And in sport, the Mossvale Golf Club Junior Open Tournament is set to return at the end of the month. Mossvale Golf Club professional David Reeves says encouraging juniors is integral to the future of the game.
To build numbers, you know, get people interested in playing the sport. Obviously, that's the base of the game, and they're the people we want coming through and playing into their 20s and 30s. So, you know, to create interest and hopefully encourage more people to play.
And this weekend's Highland District cricket matches, Robertson Burrowing takes on Mittagong and Wyntjacabi Tigers play Barrel. The East Barrel Blues have the bye. That's the latest news and sports.